Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Good morning, video games. Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games hosted by three very kind and knowledgeable boys. You have myself, Tommy Daslow. You also have...
Ben Vanell, episode 109. I'm feeling fine.
Oh, hello.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
And our third co-host, we have...
My name's Adam Knox. Tommy, the reason we laughed is he... As soon as we started recording, he immediately started spinning a fidget spinner.
Yeah.
Turns out they're still funny.
Yeah. I thought it was fun to pretend that this was like a reel-to-reel that the tape of the episode was going on to, because I hit it as soon as I started speaking.
That's a fucking great idea, playing like a film of someone dabbing or whatever with two of those things. Cut this bit out of the podcast. I'm gonna make it.
We have a guest joining us today. You'll know him from the Weekly Planet podcast. It's Mr. Sunday Movies.
Hello, thank you for having me. It's hot, isn't it?
It is a warm one.
It's a cheeky hot Melbourne day.
Yeah, I know that's not a great way to introduce myself. It's like, no one cares. I just feel like...
Can I check? Are we allowed to call you James on this thing?
Yeah, you can call
whatever
you want.
Because last time you did this, you were incognito.
I would have been. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No, it's all out there. I'm doing ads and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
right. Yeah.
It's all over.
Can I say your credit card details? Is that right? How open are you?
Does it feel like you've come out of witness relocation program
a little
after
bit,
like many years? Like the guy you ratted on is now dead. It's safe for you to go back into public.
Does that happen?
Do they get
to go back to their life if the person dies? No, because other people might hate it.
Henry Hill, you know Goodfellas.
Yeah.
He's out. He's doing stuff. He was on Howard Stern's show.
Sure, book tours. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Huh. Enough people die.
Yeah. Or if they're all in jail, I guess. Yeah. Still.
That's
good,
pretty
good
cool.
Good movie,
though. Oh, great movie.
You know what? For trying to shit on my little joke there.
I wasn't trying to shit on it. I was genuinely excited to think
you
of
were calling its validity. You were calling its validity into question.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
But like, what if your new life was better and then the FBI show up and they're like, knock, knock, knock.
You don't want to go back
to being bloody fucking dead old big bitch boy that you were. And like, I hated my life because of my name. And then you have
so
to
you
go
just
back to
start
it.
Taking a punt and snitching on people that don't even exist.
Yeah.
Just to try and like, guess I've got George Bush did 9/11. Guess I'm going to stay here. It's not safe out there for me.
Oh, baby.
We got a lot to talk about today. A big topic of huge news during the week. But before we get to that, I have been playing a little bit of Skyrim. Is it Skyrim or Skyrim?
It's Skyrim.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's one word though.
But you just said Skyrim twice.
I said Skyrim or Skyrim?
Skyrim.
Skyrim. Yeah. Skyrim?
Yeah. The rim of the sky.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you sure you've been playing it? I feel like people say Skyrim.
The pronunciation doesn't come up that often in the game.
Okay.
So I've never played this originally. We've talked about it a bit in the lead up. One of the first, I think in the first announcement video for the Switch,
yes.
This got revealed as this kind of like, hey, we're going to have this kind of stuff on here.
Yeah.
Now, there's been a lot of people kind of... very negative about the fact that it was being re-released for Switch because it's been released again and again and again and
it's
again.
It's like 6 years old.
I was very defensive of it because I was like, you know what? If it's a good game, cool. Just get it out there. Let people play it. Let people get it.
Yeah.
I've never played it. I'm excited to play it.
Mm.
Well, now I've played it and I fucking hate it.
Oh, no.
I'm with the critics now.
Well, so all three of us played this.
I've never played it.
Oh, you've never
played it? I was one of those things where if I start this, it'll consume my life.
Yes.
You said before that you'd played it.
I think he was talking about the other game.
The other one. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, I lied.
As though it's a mystery. It's Battlefront. But anyway.
Knox, you've spoiled the surprise.
I mean, it's in the title, presumably.
People can turn off the podcast now and go, that's all I wanted to know. I don't want to hear their opinion. opinions on it. Right, so you never played Skyrim back in the day because it was too much.
It's too much. It's same with Fallout. It's all of that. It's just I don't have 170 hours.
Yes. Is that because there was some game that was long and got its hooks in you and was like the last straw one where you went, okay, daddy's got a drinking problem?
I just tried not to, even before I was busy. I'm not even that busy now, but I like short campaigns and I'm like, right, I can do... You know, 5 to 20 hours and then I'm done. Skyrim's just, you can read books in the universe forever in a cave.
Yeah.
And it's been so long since it came out. I'm not going back now.
Yeah.
It's just not happening.
Well, it's probably the right decision.
Yeah.
You played it and loved it at the time, Ben.
Yeah, and still play it whenever I hook my PC back together. I dip in on that and I've got hundreds of hours since I've started playing it.
Would you jump over for the Switch?
I'm considering it. Mm. I kind of want to play it on someone else's Switch, Tommy, just to see how it controls, because I am skeptical of how it would control on a console. Mm. I'd like the mouse and keyboard setup.
Hey, I'm happy to take my copy and put it in a witness relocation and it can come live at your house.
Because
if I see it again, I'm going to fucking snap it in half.
Hello, my name is now Mr. Skyrim. Nice to meet you.
How long did you put into it before you...
A couple of hours. I played it. I got it on the day it came out. I played it a bit while I was in Perth. I played it on the flight. And look, for me, it's just the biggest thing about it is having no previous attachment to it, you know, never played it before, it's just showing its age so badly.
Right.
Like, it really is... It should we address what happened?
It's a hot day, like James said before, so we've been spritzing. There's a little spritz bottle like you'd water a water bottle with, but I turned the knob too much and just shot myself with a jet of water.
And just turned and looked at me like bashfully. Oh, Ben, I fucked up.
With this look of, please don't say what I've done. Please don't let people know.
Oh.
It's the combat is atrocious. It handles really badly. And I just, so far, I'm still going to push through with it a bit. But like every time it gets into a bit where I'm like, oh, I'm enjoying this, I then almost immediately come up against something that just is part of a dated mechanic that just makes it very hard to play and enjoy.
The combat was always bad, right?
Yeah.
Always clunky and
there
wasn't really any proper collision kind of happening.
Yeah, totally.
It's rank. Yeah. It's so bad.
I'd imagine going like playing Zelda, which I haven't actually played, and going back to this would be a big...
It definitely is a victim of that. Of like,
Did you overhear Tommy's rant to me last night at the pub, James? Because that is exactly what he said.
It's hard. It is hard to go back to anything that kind of started off this kind of genre and has been so influential, and then obviously the next few things that come along go, oh, well, what if you could do this in it as well?
Yeah.
And so things advance, and especially if you've played the most recent version of that, which is widely heralded as one of the greatest things of all time.
Yeah.
It is then hard to go back to the dawn of it and put your hat on and go, well, okay, this kind of started it all.
Yeah.
But it just is, I just got at this big section at the start where I'm like, I'm just not having fun here. Like,
and the start is pretty shit. It's a lot of like...
You're in a cart?
Yeah, you're in a cart and you can't really move, and then you're like stuck in this kind of shittily designed like little funnel through a burning town.
Yeah.
And none of that's very good. The character creation is very slow and
clunky. The cart I liked because I was like, hey, I can't die here. I'm safe.
And then it, again, it's like you have to go to the first kind of town and you kind of work through that.
Yeah.
And then you after can head that, it opens then. Up. You, yeah. can, you can, but then...
But
like,
it feels weird too at that point. Like there's like a good 4 or 5 hours or a 4 or 5 hours that you kind of are very much encouraged by the game to follow the path that it's setting in front of you.
Yeah, and which is fair, because if you do wander off that path, a giant might smash you. And
fuck yeah, though.
And so it's like, well, you need to level up first, and that is a bit of a grind.
Yeah.
And it isn't until like you're 20 hours in when it really hits its straps, I think. It's
weirdly, it's one of those things where I think a lot of what people liked about it is when you're 50 hours in and you look back at all the shit you've done and the scope of what is in there, when that reveals itself, which obviously takes a while for you to see something's full scope.
Yeah.
That's when people really fall in love with it.
Right,
and that's a weirdly big ask for something that you're not enjoying minute to minute.
Yeah. It's just also, for my personal tastes, I'm just finding it a bit of a very bland take on fantasy and all that kind of stuff. It's very generic, like, pick a man on the street and ask him to come up with a thing with a dragon and an elf in it, and it's just the first thing.
Hello, traveller.
Yeah.
Hark.
So I don't know. I mean, I do like... It is reminding me of, like, the thing that I really love about games is that sense of, like, surprise and not really knowing what's around the next corner and all that. So it's got all that kind of stuff, but... Like I said, as soon as I'm enjoying it, I then get up to another bit where I'm like, ah, this is just hard to do. Like, and especially coming from, like, it's funny the way people talk about it as, like, the original game of, like, you can do anything. You can go absolutely anywhere. It's this huge thing. It's this huge place. But then the first time you have to go somewhere that's kind of like around a mountain, I kind of, from based on playing Breath of the Wild, went, oh, I'll just climb over the mountain. Can't climb. You just hit an angle where you just all of a sudden like walking up against a brick wall.
Yeah, right.
And it's like, oh, okay, well, you can't really do anything in this.
Exactly. Like, yeah, no, because you're thinking of like you go diagonal and you jump and you just keep pushing it and you go
along the vertices of the things. Yes. And it's so fucking stupid.
It's so immersion breaking. Yeah. Like, it's just.
Well, and because the problem is because Skyrim isn't the original of any of this stuff.
Yes. Like,
but it's the big.
It was like the first one that hit massively, sort of, but Oblivion had before that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Morrowind before that was like the third in this series. So it's been happening for a while.
I'm only saying that because when Breath of the Wild was out, people were using that.
And
as
I think for a lot of people it is.
Yeah, exactly. But, we're kind of old, so we remember being just amazed by Morrowind. Yeah. I really think that was the first
completely.
One.
Well, that was the thing that really got it with a mix of being visually interesting enough to be presentable and feel good. But so a lot of the problems with Skyrim with the combat and shit are hangovers from this game that's 10 years older than Skyrim.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's using a real similar engine or the same one. Yep. A lot of the combat is the same where it's just the animation of the sword is swinging, but it's just visibly rolling dice.
It's so frustrating because you go, oh, well, it's an old game. It's like, yeah, but in terms of like combat, 6 years isn't
it's not that old.
It's not that old.
The Arkham games are out.
Yeah, for something like that, it shouldn't be. That doesn't really make me forgive it for that kind of time frame.
Yeah.
But there's also... I mean, and this is just a decision by them to just keep it as a relatively straightforward port. But there's all this stuff in there where, like, you're in a room and there's a lot of people in there and you hit the button to talk to, like, one person. But then all of a sudden, for whatever reason, all the other NPCs, all their speech just gets triggered all at the same time. So suddenly you're in a room where, like, eight people are all just talking at once. It's like being in a podcast.
Imagine what that'd be like. Is it unbelievable? Hello there, traveler.
There's a lot of that already, just the same people. You're in a dude's house and he just says the same soundbite at you about 10
There's
times
that arrow
in a row.
To the knee.
I love that thing of those sort of games as well where these people say random facts at you when you're in the street. Like if you they go like, did you know that the Nords are from here?
And
you're like, oh cool. But in real life, if someone came up and went, did you know Melbourne is originally the home of the Wurundjeri people,
you'd be get out of here, you tour guide.
Okay.
Yeah, look, I mean, the environment looks great. And, of course, you know, if it's something that you're into, like, it looks great on the Switch screen. Like, if it's something that you're into, like, of course you're going to have an amazing time with it. And I went in really wanting to like it, like, but it's extremely, extremely prohibitive if you've not... If it's your first time with it, it's tough. It's a big ask.
It was a little clunky at the time. Well, not even a little. It was clunky at the time.
Mm.
All these, I remember hearing these complaints when it came out.
Yeah.
Pretty much word for word what you said.
Because you're right, Nox. Like it's taken the same engine basically that they used two times before and made a new region.
Completely. And it's like, for that, like as someone who like Morrowind, and you probably feel similarly, Oblivion and this were both a little disappointing compared to that.
Yep.
So as the fact that it was so pushed and marketed at the time and it was so many people's first exposure to this series, though, I totally get why it hit such a chord with so many people.
Yeah.
Because the concept is really good.
Yeah.
So, and I think as clunky as the movement and the combat is and the menus and like a lot of stuff about it, if they released Morrowind on the Switch, I'd buy it today.
Yeah, but a lot of people would buy it and go like, what the fuck is this shit?
And complain about the price.
Fuck.
It is interesting though, like I was thinking about games that kind of really like set off this whole genre or kind of like redid something into the big ones that you then can return to in spite of the advancements that have been made. Mm. And I don't really think there are many. Like even Mario 64, like if you played that now having never picked it up before, I think it'd be a tough ask.
It's rough on that controller.
Yeah, it's rough. The camera would be brutal, like
revolutionary at the time, unplayable now. Yeah. It's like GoldenEye. I don't people probably don't like
totally.
It.
Totally. Yeah.
That
think
game is fucking unplayable.
That's a good one. Yeah. I think, like, and you brought this up when we were talking about it off air, Tommy, like the old 2D platformers probably hold up because it's like the graphics aren't suffering, the controls are still precise.
Yeah. Even when we did Super Metroid for one of the Patreon episodes not that long ago, I feel like you guys were a little bit like, oh, it's old, it's got some fucking shit.
I was fine with it, but you had more issues with it than me, Ben. I was into it for what it is.
I think it was maybe the pacing and the, I don't know.
The
it was,
very obscure nature of it.
Like the fact you had to put a lot of time into just running around one room looking for a secret and that being the core of the gameplay, I think I didn't really get into.
But it is crazy that, like, games do age more rapidly than most other mediums.
Yeah.
And that Bethesda went, fuck that though. And went, it's still worth
it. No, they don't.
But it's interesting. It highlights how, like I've said a few times, that I'm into the idea of being able to just have ports of, you know, games from the generation previous brought over to the Switch. That's cool. I'm into it. But it does make you realize, like, well, a degree of consideration does need to be put into, okay, does this actually need work? Like, will this stack up, you know, given that people have played four versions of it since that are all slightly improved? Like, you do kind of need to do a bit of due diligence into thinking about that kind of stuff. Especially it suffered too for me, like, having gone from playing a lot of Odyssey and then a lot of Doom, which is so tight and precise. Right. And then this feels like I'm moving a fucking shopping trolley around. Like, it is... Man, it's tough.
It is very abstracted like that. Yeah.
It feels like your character is disconnected from the space that they're in.
Absolutely. Yeah. Especially when you're in third person mode and you can see the feet just slipping around like hockey skates.
It's like jutting up a mountain. It's diagonally.
It's like Snagglepuss just like running on the spot.
I think that's maybe part of something that does click with some people, though, is that the fact that it's not quite fully formed in a lot of ways kind of gets your imagination going a little bit.
Well, but isn't that part of, like, what was so... I mean, obviously a big part of its popularity is the fact that it's the PC thing and modding it and, like, putting all this other crazy bullshit in there. I think that's kind of part of the reason that it's endured for so long, right?
Sure,
people can run around to Shrek and...
Which they've sort of done...
What a world.
They've chucked a bit of, like, Link's clothes or whatever into this, right?
That
looks terrifying.
Yeah, it don't look good. I don't like it.
In context, the way they've shown it off in the trailers and stuff looks weird, but in the context of just having it on your character, it's just this blue tunic that kind of looks fine.
Do you get it pretty early on? Or
you use an amiibo and you get it.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So I just got the tunic and it's like, yeah, it looks fine.
Mm. Yeah.
But I do, I mean, The once I sort of got into the just walking around the woods a bit more and the music is all really good. Like, I like that. Like, I still will persevere with it for a bit, but I'm curious to see, like, a little bit more of what's in there, but
there's
I
cool
can't
stuff
see
to...
myself getting into the 50-hour point of it.
Right. Because there is cool stuff to, like, see in the world they've made, but it does take that time commitment as well, so...
Yeah, and it's obviously this... I mean, all the stuff that people would have said at the time, the scope of it and the world-building stuff is pretty incredible.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But yeah, fuck that game, right?
In summary, don't at me. The DMs are closed. Yeah. I don't want to fucking hear people complaining that my opinion is different to theirs and their beloved Skyrim. So, moving on. Anyone else want to pick this one up?
This one, no.
Well, I guess... How do we even start this?
Should we talk about what it's like to play and then talk about all the fucked... other stuff?
Yeah.
Or do we need to catch up on the news? Because all this kind of new stuff happened like right after we recorded last
week. And before
the
game came out.
Yes.
All right. Well, that is kind of secondary to the game. But let's start with like episode 4 of this whole saga that's happened.
Right.
And then go backwards to 1. Yeah?
So we're starting strong and ending weak.
It's a hot day. We'll probably run out of steam.
That was George Lucas's excuse, I think.
Just it was a hot day.
Yeah.
He feels a bit Australian. It's fine. Yeah.
Sweating
it's not his
it
up.
fault.
Battlefront 2, Star Wars Battlefront 2 is what we're talking about, by the way. It's made by EA. It came out last Friday.
And DICE.
And DICE. DICE. Yeah. Yeah, it's published by EA, made by DICE, who are the Battlefield people.
Yep.
So in the run up to this game, so it's weird because it came out on Friday, but it had sort of been out earlier.
Yeah, early access, you could get it 3 days early if you paid $170,000
So you would have played this earlier than me or Ben would have.
I played it on the Friday it came out. Right. I was supposed to get it early, but
you were wrong.
Yeah. Shut up, Nox. But no, I was supposed to, but I didn't. I was going to do a sponsored video that fell through, which I'm really glad because I do not. I'm not having a great time with it. I think I'm done.
Oh, you would have been the face of it too. Like if you'd done that video, this is where all the money's going. Yeah. This idiot. Imagine that. Then you would have had to go into witness relocation.
Yeah. Like I did do a sponsored video for it, but I was really excited. I was I'm fucking jazzed for this.
Yeah. The impression I got, and I haven't played it, I'm not a huge Star Wars guy, but the impression I got was that the first one people liked, but were a bit like, there's some areas where it's a bit of a letdown.
Yeah,
this seemed like it was going to address all those in the trailers and the lead up.
They
but it
said
was going to address
those
all that.
Exact words. Yeah, yeah. Right. We're listening to you, and we've got this.
And to be fair, the problems in it aren't necessarily from the first
one.
New
problems. Yeah, yeah. You're right.
I was really excited because the first one didn't have a single player, and I prefer single player modes in every game.
Yeah.
And so I was really excited, and then I played the beta, and it was like, I don't know if I love the actual gameplay.
I did like the beta. Right. So
I was certainly impressed by the visuals. Like and still, it's stunning.
Yeah.
But then a bunch of other shit happened.
So as the beta happened, and as people started to play it before the official release, people started going, this game's a bit fucked in terms of the entire structure of how you progress through it and the amount of money you think we're going to pay for microtransactions that are in this.
Just to achieve a reasonable level of progression in the game.
Yeah, it's basic stuff.
Yeah. Well,
so it seemed like this sort of stuff had been coming up a lot recently. We've certainly been talking about it over the last couple of months, and this felt like kind of the critical mass point of people going, fucking enough is enough.
We've had enough.
Yeah, completely. Yeah. So EA ended up like coming out and doing like Reddit things of like, hey, as you said, we're with you buddies.
Yeah.
You're all our great friends. Yeah. Hello, everyone. We're not a monolithic company calling you great mates. Genuinely. James.
Don't we have an ad this week?
So they came and then all of their responses to people saying, hey, we've got these issues with the microtransactions in this game. If you haven't heard anything, basically you could at this stage pay real world money to get points in the game to buy shit. It's a common thing.
Unlocks, costumes.
Just try and keep this contextual for myself and for anyone else who hasn't played it and isn't super familiar. So the stuff that you're paying money to unlock is what? Stuff that makes the game easier or more playable?
Not to get ahead of this, but it makes you more powerful in the game to a pretty silly degree.
Yeah. Okay.
And if you're just grinding to get there, it takes many, many hours.
Want to play as Darth Vader and he was going to take like a billion hours to unlock or something if he didn't pay for it.
This is what they were seeing in this, what they intended to release version of it that people were playing.
Right. Yeah.
EA started saying like, or you know, whoever works for them was going like, no, you guys fucking got it wrong, you idiots.
Yeah, there was a lot of just like, no, you're wrong and be quiet and we know what's best for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So then
this is what consumers want. We did our research. People want this.
Yeah. People want to pay us a lot of money.
Bob Iger rings up.
Oh, yeah.
He's personally visiting himself. And then they say, oh, we'll really redouble our efforts.
Yeah.
Or whatever. So he calls an EA, like, they go in a fucking backpedal mode.
Yeah.
And the microtransactions are just ripped out of the game.
Wasn't there a point where their statement about it on Reddit was like the most downvoted thing ever or something? Yes. Like their initial thing of going like, it's all good. It's fine.
That's impressive. Like, that's some next level shit.
Oh, yeah.
But before even he rang up, they dropped the microtransaction, the price of everything.
That was before. Right. Oh, yeah, they slashed it to like a quarter of what it was.
Disney. Yeah.
So before that, they cut it to about 25% of how long it would have taken you. So if it took you 100 hours to get something, now it took you 25.
But it was already done. People were already curious.
Yeah.
It didn't matter at this point.
And this is all still before it's officially come out in shops. Yeah. Just like the Wednesday or Thursday.
Something like that.
Because all of this for content, I'm trying to keep this, you know, for people who don't know the ins and outs.
It's confusing as well.
Yeah, yeah. This is all within like a 48-hour period or something. Yeah. Like we did the episode on Wednesday.
It was Monday. We did an early
one. We did it on
one.
Monday, and then this all kind of kicked off and was all sort of happening as we put that week's episode up. So it was a very quick turnaround
and
of...
To a degree that I haven't really seen a company react that quickly or that drastically to a situation like this.
Because of the like stock prices. Yeah. And it's obviously affected sales. It didn't even beat... what's the other shooter that you love that came out?
Call of Duty?
Like, it came second to that in sales.
Yeah, right.
Like, that's nuts. Yeah, like a Star really Wars bad. Game? Yeah. Like, you fucked up.
And how do you not... This is the thing I don't get. How do you... Like, how removed from the real world do you have to be to not get that people will hate this?
Yes.
Like, if you're a games developer... You know what I mean? Yeah. How distant are you from being an actual gamer yourself to not understand, oh, if I was in this position with something I love... This would suck to have to pay all this money and do
this
shit.
I don't think if you're a games developer, you have that disconnect.
Totally.
I think if you're whatever executive level type person was coming in on this and going, look at this mobile shit.
Yeah.
Right.
That's exactly
is free and a completely different world and a different thing with different expectations.
But they've also been looking at the graphs and the charts of recent releases that have been pushing the boundaries already arguably
and
too far.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the thing. It's everyone taking a half step forward.
They've been getting away with it.
Yes.
So that's why they were like, oh, this is fine. And because it's Star Wars, people will get this regardless.
Yeah. So, so DICE are the people that make it and then EA are the ones kind of releasing it and they're the ones that kind
of get
all their
things. And a lot of these executives, they're not even from video games, a lot of them. So they don't really understand the core of what people really like.
Right,
just,
you know,
they are just looking at the numbers.
And on whatever fucking bullshit graph they watched, I bet this was a real high bar chart.
So
there were heaps of people who, like I saw, going, man, I was super excited for this, was going to get it day one. I've refunded my pre-order because it just sounds brutal and fucked. Mm, so that all starts happening on the Wednesday and Thursday. Then on what? It was the Friday,
wasn't
it? It
was on the release day. Yeah. They took out the ability to pay for any of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just sort of very at like a just turn that server off kind of level where you can still hit the button to buy stuff in the game, but then it'll just pop up a notice saying, we don't know where this is, so see you later.
We're out of that.
But they've also released a statement saying it's gone for now. It'll be back.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Which is a weird, because the start of it is something like, hey, we heard you and we're listening.
Yeah.
It's like, well, that didn't really seem that true about 48 hours
ago. Hey, don't worry, baby. I get it. Now I'm going out with my friends again. And there's nothing you can do. Yeah, it's a fucking insane, weird thing. And so it wouldn't be that big of a problem if it was as simple as flipping off that switch and like, now that problem in the game is solved.
Yeah.
The main problem with it is that the way they've built, it's called star cards are the main things that you're buying with the loot crates with the real money. Mm-hmm. So,
and it's, is it crystals, the
crystals
currency?
Crystals are the, and then there's also like Star Wars dollars, whatever they are, which you earn.
There's different currencies within the game which get you different things.
Yeah, it's like Mario Odyssey.
Sounds cool. Pay for it.
Yeah.
Pay real money for it.
Yeah.
So then, so what you're spending money on is unlocking characters, so new things to play as like Darth Vader and whatever. Mm-hmm. That's sort of their progression system of like, the more you play, the more you'll unlock these. Those things, they don't take that long to get anymore. They're relatively easy to get. That's not that big of a deal.
Yep.
The problem is these star card things, which are randomly acquired or through buying these loot boxes, or you can use a whole bunch of this other currency, which takes forever to grind out.
Yep.
To get them, and what they do is directly improve whatever character you're playing as in a completely unbalanced way.
Right.
It's not like if you choose this improvement, then this thing will suffer, or you only get this amount, or whatever. You just get, if you have the better card, you have a better character.
Right.
And
right.
the rarer the card is, the better that character is. So it's a direct incentive for, if you put this much money eventually when the money's back on, or this much time into the game, you are quantifiably this much better off than somebody else playing.
And that's the only way to get, you can just be the most powerful person in there, and that's the only way to do it is to spend the money.
Except right now, people are actually playing to get that stuff, and then if at some point if they bring the money stuff back in, those people, their effort will have been, in a way, wasted.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah.
And right now, even the actually playing thing is kind of, is still shitty because it's just, it takes too much time, and there should never be a point in any multiplayer game where if you have played it for 1,000 hours, you are better than me for any reason other than skill. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you shouldn't be able to just earn, like, the fucking rich kid showing up with a better racket.
Yeah, everyone
wants to see that motherfucker trip and hurt himself at the end of the game.
So it kind of seems like now, in terms of the multiplayer, is the only fun time to play it because it's actually balanced, right?
It's not balanced because the people who've randomly gotten the better things are just better than you.
And people who have already bought them in the access prior to the game.
So it's broken on a fundamental level.
Yeah, because it's built around this currency, which they have removed.
Yeah.
And when did this first become... This wasn't really clear until people started getting the early access.
Well, they were like, even after the beta, they were like, we understand your concerns. That was like a month ago. And they're like, we're gonna fix all this. But it seems like they just doubled down.
Fuck.
It's a really weird system. So all that being said, and all that shit is terrible... I really like this game, though. I get the feeling, James, that you do not.
I really didn't. Yeah, I just think the core mechanics aren't great. The story's fine-ish. Are we on to the single player now?
I think so.
All that stuff, I guess, is separate. This is the game now.
Yeah, as a package.
Yeah, I just think at a basic mechanical level, it's very repetitive. And I know you guys have talked about how most games are just 30 seconds again and again. And for like an Uncharted or a lot of shooters, that's a really good thing. But for this, it feels like the weapons don't even feel right comparatively to the last game, which I have played since. The hero characters play, like, they really force those characters in.
Did you see the word he used?
He said it.
Ding, 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 ding. You win. A big old Jeep with Luke Skywalker's head on the bonnet.
I liked the story they were telling, but then it's like, and now you're Han Solo.
Yes.
But that happens at the expense of what they're doing with the main character.
Yeah,
the
original
character.
Imperial person
who changes sides as the story progresses. But it happens. Right. I guess I'm not going to spoil it.
We'll say spoilers earlier. Okay. We'll edit in a thing.
Yeah. I mean, I've played up until that. It's about halfway through the campaign.
It's like two missions. It's about a fifth of the way or maybe
a third. Yeah.
Fifth or a sixth or something. Like.
But that's just the general arc.
Which was a little bit disappointing because... I liked the bit where it's an imperial character.
Me too.
And you're right about the fact that it does that very Star Wars game thing of having this like clip show of all your favorite places and characters.
Yeah.
Really jammed in there for most of it. A couple of them I thought, oh, that's kind of cool to see this person in this place for this reason.
Yeah.
That only happened once or twice, and the rest of them, it's like you had to put this in there.
Why am I Lando? They got Billy Dee Williams.
He sounds old, which is his fault.
And the voice actors they got for the others are Han and Luke and Leia. Leia's actually sounds okay, but the others sound really weird.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of like, hey, because a lot of this game was all, some of the game was like, there's a Luke Skywalker story. What's Luke Skywalker been doing? And then you play as him, and he's just like, I got this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got this map.
Yeah.
I'll see you later.
The Han Solo was especially weird because it sounded like a Harrison Ford impersonator who'd only seen The Fugitive. He just had that gruff thing.
He had a beard like The Fugitive.
That beard looks fucking bad.
Very
too.
Weird.
Yeah.
I just think if you're going to do a game with core Star Wars characters, do that. Some of the Star Wars characters that people love in Star Wars video games are unique and original. And even in even in stories outside of the universe, like Thrawn and whatever.
Yeah.
Like people love the characters from Knights of the Old Republic.
Yep.
People love the character from Force Unleashed.
Yep.
You could have just, I think that main character could have been this, but they just couldn't help go, Luke Skywalker.
She's good in it too.
I agree.
She's a good actor.
I completely agree.
It seems like they've just kind of seen that response to, you know, the big nostalgia thing at the moment and Force Awakens and just kind of go, oh yeah, ram all this old stuff.
Especially because it would mean, oh, and also in the multiplayer, they can buy Luke Skywalker.
But all that stuff is in there anyway is the crazy thing. So like they already had all that stuff and in the arcade mode it all fits.
Yep.
Like I agree with that criticism of the campaign that it goes a little directionless at points. But at the same time, it was just pretty fun.
Yeah.
Not in a gameplay sense. I mean, the story was fun, but I also agree that the shooting is all the scenarios you're in are pretty flat.
Yeah. It's like you're on a ship, you've got a TIE fighter, now you've got to shoot down some TIE bombers or whatever. Yeah. Oh, yeah. there's there's three waves.
Guess yeah. what? So there's 60 stormtroopers. Yeah. yeah. How many can you yeah. shoot?
Now, I love Star Wars and I love yeah. Star Wars video games. Mm. And I love the single player of Star Wars Battlefront 2.
Do you think you'd like it if it wasn't Star Wars?
No.
Yeah. That's because everything I liked about it was like, I'm shooting a fucking stormtrooper.
Yeah.
And then in the back of your head, it's like, again.
And yeah, I guess. But like I said, like at the start, like visually, it's just incredible. It really yeah. does feel like you're running around on wherever you're running around on, all the different places.
You're such a Star Absolutely. Wars fan. Yeah.
Well, I just realized, oh, I remember running around on that planet where the main character's from that I don't remember the planet's name or the character's name, really.
Yeah, Endor. But,
You're on Endor. Like, that's yeah. that's pretty cool.
I mean, it looks
yeah.
incredible. It all looks incredible.
It's just those
For
white
the most
hallways
part, there's
and
weird
yeah.
animations and shit, though, and a few glitches and yeah, bugs I'll, and stuff.
Yeah, my legs disappeared for a large portion.
Oh, no. Yeah, and what about yeah. in the game?
Yes. Yes.
There's in that Endor level, which isn't a spoiler because it's in the trailer, unless you haven't watched the trailer, in which case, grow up. there's the little Ewoks in the trees, and I spent a long time wanting to shoot them.
I didn't notice that, but you cannot
kill them.
No.
And they run around by just sticking their arms up like a blip. And they're yeah. up. And yeah. all the little birds
This
and
is
stuff.
A fault of you, not so much the game.
Yeah. But you're not supposed to want to kill the Ewoks.
Yeah, but if you chuck like flora and fauna in there
yeah.
and then have... If I shoot your Endor bird and it doesn't die,
I guess...
That looks shitty.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah I've yeah, reached sure. the edge of the diorama.
Oh, and that's annoying. There's when you reach the edge of the yeah. diorama, yeah. it gives you like 10 seconds 10 to return.
10 seconds to return to combat.
Yeah.
But having said, yeah, there's something about it. It has a momentum to it and just a pep in its step yep. from the Star Wars stuff that did carry me through it pretty happily.
Yeah.
That is just very quickly that reaching the edge of the diorama stuff. That is always such an interesting thing in any game that's trying to be, and it's true of, I guess, Skyrim, anything that's trying to be like big and grand and like this endless world.
Yeah.
But there does come a point where... You come up against it. Mm. Yeah. Like you do come up against the edge.
Breath of the Wild, I think, like the desert, you'd yeah. pass well, out.
The desert goes on forever, but then at the north, they just go, oh, ditch.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, no, isn't there a bit where, because the desert, because one bit of it, yeah, there's just a chasm that you can't get across. It's yeah. like, okay, well, that's organic.
Like the northwest, yeah. Northwest and the north,
yeah.
just a big chasm that yeah. looks pretty artificial.
That you just yeah. never can get across.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then if you just walk too far down the desert, it goes, nah.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like, yeah. build something in.
There's a bit of a storm whips up, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to see the monster from Ski Free run out.
Yeah, yeah. 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 Doesn't it come up on the screen and say, you can't go any further?
I think so,
yeah.
Yeah, which is like, work it in.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. It should just cycle back around. So you're like, you're walking good, southwest, yeah. but you come in northeast.
Oh, that's not bad. Not bad at all.
It's like the Matrix.
What does
or
it
something.
Tell you? Is it like you're having a bit of a laugh? I mean, you've had a bit of fun. You've gone to the border.
That'd be Come great. On, yeah. Yeah. Just went, hey, fuck off. Yeah.
No, you can know see. It's
yeah. not being
Don't
cheeky.
Take the piss.
You think we made it infinite? You can't know. Of course we didn't.
That'd be great if you're like the English localizer and your job is like translate the text in Japanese. You just sneak that in and go, yeah. I wonder if anyone's going to, if I just say this is what it is in Japanese, yeah. who's going to find out?
And Low Link started to take the piss and had to wake up. Back there, yeah, no, but this it's just very because the paths aren't always clear,
no.
so sometimes
yeah.
you'll accidentally.
Problem, yeah, if it was clear, because a lot of games, all games have these walls, like you're talking
yeah.
about,
yeah.
but a lot of them, and Uncharted's a really good example of it, where it funnels you where you need to go, but you never feel like
yeah.
that you're being forced.
Yeah,
to
yeah,
this
yeah.
it's like no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
that's
and
right.
There's yeah. a door that will little open for you, and then you walk through it, and it's like, you asshole.
yeah. yeah.
Don't come in here. Yeah, it's really weird.
Yeah.
Uncharted does it the best, I think, where yeah. because you're in cities and stuff, yeah, you never feel like, oh, this is prohibitive, or yeah. it never has to go.
Yeah. yeah. If you start yeah. thinking about it a lot, you probably would.
Yeah, oh, totally. Right.
You
sure.
break
yeah.
every game.
Yeah.
Like
I guess, yeah, Uncharted is the example of like, cultivating an atmosphere of like I'm in the movie, so I want the movie to look good.
Yeah,
so,
totally. Yeah.
yeah,
which is crazy that Star Wars doesn't have, like.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, when you think about it, though, it's only been 2 years of development, maybe a little bit more.
Yeah.
So maybe that's also why, because that the first yeah. game suffered from that because there was no single player campaign.
Is it? And yeah. so this is clearly just time. This had to come out now
Absolutely,
in advance
yeah.
of the new one
yes.
coming out.
Because yeah, the previous one came out just before. before The Force Awakens.
Around the same time.
Yeah. That's the first thing that had like Jakku in it.
Yes, yes.
Like,
that's right.
Whoa, whoa, new planet.
Yep.
And they also, like, the promise of this game was it'll fill the 30 years in between Return of the Jedi and Force Awakens.
Yeah.
Which is such a cool, interesting thing.
100% it is. But it's really like, this is what happened 6 months after the Death Star exploded. Oh, and his Kylo Ren.
It literally just goes spoilers.
Decades later.
It literally says decades later. And so there's cool stuff if you see a bit of like, oh, so there's where Luke went afterwards.
Yeah.
I guess we're starting to see what happened to him when he fucked off. And it's like, no. You saw him 3 days later for 6 seconds.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, well, peace out.
He's still wearing the same clothes from the end of the day.
Yeah, he's still like a bit sad about his dad.
Yeah.
Which that's fair, 3 days later. You did
I guess so.
I mean, he was a bit of a dog of a bloke. I think I'd be okay with it.
At least conflicted. Yeah. You know, he's a complex guy.
But there is, to use a Star Wars phrase, there is good in it.
Yes.
And the last mission in particular, which is Jakku, which I replayed again today, which I didn't enjoy as much as the first time I did it, is a lot of fun.
Yeah. Right.
That battle again. I also really,
I enjoyed everything, but I particularly enjoyed the space battles.
Same.
Like that just kind of, because I played a lot of Wing Commander and Freelancer and No Man's Sky.
Rogue Squadron.
And it does it really well. It doesn't, The controls are quite simple. They're not too complex, I don't think. And it just kind of ends up being like being in a movie where you're playing the Starfighter and you're blowing shit up. And
There's a couple of sections where you're flying and grounding in the same mission.
Right.
Where you're flying and you're on the ground.
What?
Within the same mission. not at the same time.
Okay. It's a drone that you're controlling from on the ground.
Yeah. You don't have to split your left brain and right brain, do you?
Really work, and some of it's cool, but it is like real up and down in terms of quality and pacing and all that stuff. So
I certainly, if I have a major criticism, it's how the heroes play. The melee stuff is not good.
So you've done the Luke Skywalker bit.
Yes.
That bit with the fucking bugs is some of the worst shit.
Yeah. That is genuinely bad.
It's fucking pointless.
Why wouldn't it
be
waves of anything else?
Yeah. Anything else.
Yeah. Or just nothing. If they'd have taken that bit out of the game, it would have been
more
fun.
If there was a cutscene,
there's a bit where a guy's got to hack open a thing and you're Luke Skywalker and they're like, protect me from these bugs, Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
And so they're like football size and they come at you and you just kind of bat.
It sounds like an old Game & Watch game.
Yeah, it totally is.
Bug House.
But they're just a bit too small to easily hit.
Because there's no precision to what you're doing.
And they're not dangerous and they just pop. You just press R2 a bunch.
You're just killing time.
And then they're like, oh, now I have to hack this terminal. Jesus, all right.
But so, some of the pacing stuff in the gameplay is pretty stupid, but I enjoyed the story for being just a dumb sort of like, look at how much Star Wars we put in it.
The story, it's not terrible.
Yeah,
it's just a little bit. It's hamstrung by I think what they were forced to do to be like, we have to have Han Solo because it's a Star Wars game.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, that's a pretty spoilery version of it, but you're not missing out on heaps of surprise and stuff.
Yeah.
So how long does this single player campaign
like 5 hours?
For?
Yeah, probably about that. Yeah, right. I probably took a little bit longer because I'm not very good anymore at video games. it's about pretty
brief.
But I've said before, like I will pay full price for a 6 hour. Game that I love. Never played that. I talk about that all the time, but never played the multiplayer.
Which one, sorry?
Titanfall 2.
Titanfall 2.
And that single player is incredible.
Very good. The multiplayer in that is great still as well.
Right.
But
I'm not interested.
So then
you hear him? So the multiplayer in this, if either of you...
Speaking of not interested, I'm going to dip in because I like everything that I said. You know, I like the design. And I do like the gunplay mechanics. Obviously, like, it's not as good as Destiny 2 or most other first-person shooters. But it's good enough. And I'm just really willing to put a lot of that aside for being in the world.
It's weird. The guns are probably the least fun guns to shoot in shooter games.
I
found this to be so much more fun than Battlefront 1, personally. The multiplayer of it.
Right.
Was like... So there's a bunch of different modes. There's the main sort of 40 people Galactic Assault or whatever it's called.
Right.
And then some other ones. They're all fun. I've tried
it's
them
like
all.
It's like 8-on-8 capture flag something.
And then there's like a sort of just a team deathmatch mode where it's like 10-on-10. There's a thing where there's 4-on-4 and you're all heroes.
Oh, yeah.
Playing as, and then there's a dedicated sort of space battle mode where it's all just ships. And they're all fun and I've been having a good time with it, weirdly. Like, so the main mode is sort of... like a mix between the original Battlefront and Battlefield 1, how that had that conquest,
right?
Was it conquest or operations or something mode where you kind of go through different stages of what to do. So it'll be like, okay, we've got to get these transports to here. Okay, the transports are here, but there's these two turrets that might blow them up. And then afterwards, if we do that, there's this other thing to do.
Yep.
And it's really fun. Problems with it are that it doesn't have a good way to communicate to your other team members what should be happening. So it's difficult, which the first one had. You just looked at an objective and you pushed the right stick in and it would go like, I vote to go here. And you'd see which one had 12 votes and go to that one.
Okay, gotcha, yeah.
And I guess in the actual, like, Battlefield games, the ones that I played anyway, you'd be put into squads and there'd be a squad leader and then you could do squad commands.
And they would choose where to go, There's none of that in this one for some fucking reason.
Right.
And it's weird and it makes it feel a little messier. But that's not necessarily a bad thing because it feels like a hectic sort of, and you kind of are reacting to what's going on in it more so.
Right.
But it other than occasionally coming up against someone who is clearly better off than you in terms of how they're set up.
Yep.
It's actually been really fun to play. I've been enjoying it.
And how do you think it'll change? Yeah, do you think it'll be a much altered experience when the microtransactions get turned off?
For the majority of people, no, but there's 40 people on a map at the one time. So if one of them has put money in, it's going to be noticeable.
Right.
So,
and that wouldn't be unreasonable to assume.
No, So it's not going to be a great thing for it.
And have they said when that's happening?
No.
Or there's no time frame?
The problem is, as well, I'd imagine the player base is going to drop quite dramatically.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they're looking at their spreadsheets and being like, when is the best time to do this? Can we even do this? Is it worth doing it?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
it's going to be dead in 3 months.
Yeah.
Well, like you were saying, once people have put all that, the real diehards have just have been forced to put the time into it to get all that stuff. So it's like, well, you know, what's that going to...
Yeah.
Like, there's no... incentive, you know, anyone else who doesn't really care has probably drifted away by that point. So by the time you bring it in, anyone who cared enough to have bought it day one has probably already grinded and gotten it.
There's a few of those madmen who'll just go in and do it because they want to be the best, but that'll be like a very small percentage of people. And I don't know how they can get away with this PR wise. Like, how are they going to do it and not have everyone just fucking hate them even more than before?
Yeah.
They were banking on free DLC being like a big part of it. I don't mind paying for DLC. Like, I bought Uncharted The Lost Legacy.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I want to play more Uncharted.
Totally. Yeah.
That's not the problem. The problem for me is when they're nickel and diming you as you go just to have basic stuff.
And then they're so cognizant of the fact that it's because of your investment in the amount of time you've already put into it that you will be willing to pay more money to go a little bit further.
Right.
The idea that they're basing it off of full-on literal gambling
psychology
sunk cost fallacy shit, that it makes it really gross to play. Like, it's all the bits that are good, like the shooting is weaker than some other shooters. I don't think it's weaker than Call of Duty was this year. So I think it's been my favorite shooter of this year, which is fucking crazy and speaks to how...
You didn't love Wolfenstein either, did you?
I hated the way it played.
Mm, yeah. Right. What about Destiny 2?
Yeah, I guess Destiny 2.
Yeah.
That's just something I like fell off of so quickly because it was just so similar. But yes, Destiny 2 is better.
I think mechanically it's hard to argue that. Yeah.
Definitely. But I think the style of game that Battlefront is more fun than the like 3-on-3 or 4-on-4, whatever it is with Destiny sort of thing. So it is fun to play. I think you get something that's worth the asking price of the game. I think you should... morally and in terms of if you want the future of video games to be bright, not participate in any of the microtransaction stuff, no matter how tempting it may be.
Which I really... I even doubted that people were going to kick up a fuss that like they already have. It's kind of optimistic thing about the industry if gamers en masse are willing to be like, I'm not going to be a part of this gambling like industry. Like
when they try to change something nice, it could be a good thing.
Yeah,
but it feels like this has been a bit of a game changer in terms of, you know, potentially making things better on the whole.
I think
like
so.
Any other company's got to be looking at this in the, the uproar and going, Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
EA have already taken them out of or changed them from Need for Speed as well.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
As a result of this.
Yeah. So kind of good that this happened in a way. Like, if it's like anything, it just needed to hit a critical mass.
Yeah. I mean, maybe, but I think the fact that this is arguably a pretty medium game anyway might have an impact on that, and it'll be interesting to see whether people give a shit about all this stuff with Overwatch or Counter-Strike or any of those others that do have this stuff in as well.
Yeah.
It's different in those games because it's all cosmetic stuff.
Yeah, okay.
They'd be paying attention, though.
Yeah, right? Know. Like,
if Red Dead Redemption 2 comes out and is the best game ever and its multiplayer is... like incorporates microtransactions in this exact way.
Yeah.
Are people gonna boycott it? Probably exactly. not. Probably not. Yeah. I wouldn't. I'd still buy it.
If the single player thing is a full, I mean, I guess that's the problem with this, right? Is that the single player is like a, what'd you say, a 5-hour thing, which by the standard of most games isn't really that much. If the single player was like a huge, huge thing, like a 15-20-hour campaign.
Yeah.
People probably would be more forgiving of the microtransaction stuff because it's like, oh, well, the multiplayer's a, you know, it's a little extra thing. But when it's the focus, when it's to get the actual enjoyment, you have to spend the money.
I don't know, though, because the way it's been implemented in this is so egregious, even compared to everything else, in that it so directly affects how much you enjoy the game almost that it probably still would have had some kickback to it. The other mode we haven't talked about is arcade mode, which is... a bunch of little challenges against AI, like kill this many enemies. You can do it co-op and it's pretty fun.
Yeah, cool. And that's if not co-op, is entirely offline, right? Yeah. So it's an offline single-player mode.
You can do it with another player over the internet. You can do it split screen as well, though, I think. I'm not actually sure.
But it's basically it's bot mode, really. I've played, I don't know, 4 or 5 of them and it's like... different scenarios and different goals and things to achieve within
them. They're
dumb,
fun little things. Yeah. Feels like something you might have gotten in a 64 game back in the day.
So that's cool. I'm enjoying that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to mention that quickly before going back to the gambling thing.
Yes.
Because Belgium and the state of Hawaii at the time of recording have both made motions, and Belgium has ruled that this constitutes gambling or a form of gambling.
Oh, right.
The ruling was something along the lines of, if you're incentivizing purchases for a random result or something like that,
if it's a game of chance, which is the most the common phrasing in law,
that uses money.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
And
it's crazy
so
that
it's
there's
gambling.
Any way of looking at it where it isn't gambling. It literally is by any dictionary definition. Is
And so then it's in this fucking product that's rated 12 over there. So that means. You've got to be... Everyone knows what that means.
Were you about to explain?
Yeah, it means you've got to be 12. Over 12 to play. I was like, well, it's from Europe, so maybe people don't know.
It's an age that some people are.
Yeah, in Europe, 12 is 40, though. That's
so the number signifies how long it's been since you were first born. So, and it's done 12 is like by year.
Yeah.
So it's like
so you would have been 2005, born roughly then.
Okay.
If you're 12 now.
Right.
And 9 months prior to that, your parents fucked. Is that
I believe so.
They tell
that's
you.
What should be on the box.
Two people did, not necessarily your parents.
Oh, okay.
Who knows? A lot of families are different.
Good point.
So
dropping some hard truths.
There's going to be more shit coming out of this. It's going to be an ongoing fucking thing. It's a crazy thing to like basically end the year on.
Yeah.
To have this big fucking weird thing of this strange sea change that looks like it's been coming for a while of like a game's going to turn into constantly evolving things where you put a dollar in like an arcade. Is that coming back?
Yeah.
And it looks like the answer may be no.
Yeah.
It's and also just for a game that like was, I know on a lot of people's, you know, most hyped things for the year. Like, see, we've been talking about it kind of ongoing with trailers and stuff. Like it looked like it was going to be all set up like a slam dunk and for it to... I think it's maybe the most spectacular kind of flop of the year in terms of just the react. Yeah. But I mean, but it sounds like it's still pretty good for
like
what
the
it is.
Yeah, the game itself is fine. Like it's,
If you're a Star Wars
wait to buy it.
Yeah.
If you're
yeah.
going to play for the single player, wait till it's like 20 or 30.
Yes, I would agree yeah. with that. If you're a Star Wars fan, I reckon. Like, the multiplayer is cool. It's weird that one of those fucking dumb battle droids went Roger, Roger, and I was like, oh, cool. You know, like, I don't know how much of that is tainting my, or is not tainted, is clouding my
yeah.
view of
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
it was yeah. hot
quality of
that,
it.
So
it was what?
It was hot when you heard that. So
it was like extremely hot.
You mentioned before, Nox, I think, that kind of like video games is still a new medium. It's a new art form. Yeah. Like, you know, like yeah. people still refuse to call it art. And
including
like,
me.
Roger Ebert.
Roger, Roger Ebert.
Now that's cool.
Like, so movies went through like a similar kind of weird thing at the start where it was like firstly the product was evolving and then it was like maybe we have to introduce really strict regulations on what you can do.
Right. And that took decades.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's still evolving. So,
totally.
Yeah.
And I guess like we kind of went through a bit of that with kind of the people railing against GTA and the kind of actual content of games. Mm. But I guess something movies never had to deal with is like putting interactive gambling in their art form.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is just like new territory.
What? This is worth more money than movies ever were.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is
yeah.
the
yeah.
other crazy thing. So they will come back at this from a different angle somehow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Especially if someone like EA.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only reason there's not this stuff in movies because it's just you can't. It's just
exactly.
physically impossible yeah. to do. Like if
they would have,
and
yeah.
they found a way. Like you can go and get a fucking toasted sandwich, and then your ticket costs you $50. You know, you can sit in a slightly bigger seat.
You wear 3D glasses.
You know, yeah.
you don't see 3D, Oscar Schindler walk into a casino and you press a button on your chair. You know what I mean?
They've found ways to get more and more and more out of you.
Zach Braff's Kickstarter was essentially gambling on a movie.
Yeah.
And you know what? Not good odds on that gamble.
I didn't see it.
If Zach Braff's going, I'm going to make a movie, and you go, I bet this will be good. Never go to a casino.
Yeah, totally.
I think the most disappointing thing for me is I've just been waiting for a really good Star Wars story with a good single player campaign for nearly a decade.
Yeah.
And EA have just kept dropping the ball.
Oh,
and
man.
Even for things that are coming up, they've cancelled one, which I kind of understand why they did it because it apparently was a bit of a mess. And the next one, which is the guys who are doing Titanfall 2, we don't even know when that's coming out or what it is.
Yeah.
Or if, exactly.
Yeah.
Because they've been bought, exactly. Will there even be another Battlefront? And if they do, what are they going to just do, wait 2 years and just produce something like this again?
That's
not good enough. They've only got it for 10 years. It's been 5. And they are fucking this up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're
yeah.
losing a lot of money.
That's so fucking crazy. 5 years with the Star Wars license and you've made... The mobile game, I think, has made them a lot of money or the several they've
probably
made.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
But their fucking track record over half a decade of making Star Wars games is shit.
Yeah.
And obviously there's a production period. But they've released two. And
yeah.
they've both been subpar for different reasons.
So do you think, given that these two have been timed... with the new movie coming out, that means for episode 8?
9.
Maths. that there'll be Battlefront 3 tied into that?
Probably.
You'd assume so. Yeah. And you just hope they don't fuck it.
Like. Yeah, because they've got a lot of the stuff seems to be even recycled, like the engine, obviously, and, you know, they've got all the trees and whatever they could just...
Yeah.
Darth Vader's helmet isn't different.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
But I have no faith in this being... maybe we'll get one in 10 years. Yeah. I'll take one. You give me one.
But it's interesting, the whole... What's this going to mean for microtransactions on the whole? Because it's very... I mean, it's very easy for me to sit here as the... Like, you know, I wasn't ever planning to play this game. And, you know, being the big Nintendo fan, like, they don't do any of this kind of stuff. But... it could be coming, you know. If you had to pay $30 to dress up as a pirate in Mario Odyssey, I would have fucking ended myself.
Yeah.
Like, I think, though, that's a big reason, another reason why people didn't like this was because Mario Odyssey is just, if you want to unlock something, you can. Just get enough whatever and you can do it. And that's, what a great game.
Yeah, you can get an amiibo and get it sooner, but it's nicer to kind of leave it as your little reward for doing good stuff within the game. Yeah.
I love being little 64 Mario running around. It's
so good.
Yeah.
It's great.
It is a weird thing right now where it's like we've been talking for the past, month about microtransactions.
Has this podcast been that long?
And then I started playing the game.
Now, that's a good one. But about like the fear that games are changing in the way that they're being made to focus on extended play times, artificially extended play times, microtransactions, and doing away with the traditional single player experience.
Well, yeah.
And it's like, and with the cancellation of the Star Wars single player game that Amy Hennig was working on, it's like, oh, well, that's would have been great, and that's gone now.
And it's scary seeing CD Projekt Red, who made The Witcher, being like, Cyberpunk 2077, which is their next thing, like, it's going to have huge incorporation of, like, multiplayer stuff, but don't worry.
Right, yeah. Right. And then, but then now it's like, oh, but, like, EA fucked this so spectacularly. Is it going to mean that we're going to flip back, or is it just, because is there too much money, like, involved?
In terms of what you were saying before about it being a new art form, it is true. I mean, I can't really think of anything else, like, you know, if you're a big music fan, they reissue stuff all the time, or you know, if an album goes great, it comes out with a disc of remixes, or there's a bonus EP on iTunes or whatever.
Yeah.
But that doesn't pervert the original. You could still just get the album for $10 if you want it.
Yeah.
Like, all the original stuff is still there, and it's the same with movies, with, you know, 3D and stuff, and TV shows they kind of reheat, and there's box sets and extras and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's still, if you just want the base product, that doesn't have to have been perverted for anything. And it's like, that's the shame with games, is that they're just open to being tampered with and fucked however people want. So, I mean, there's always been unscrupulous, like, kind of corporate-driven stuff to all art, but with it's easy enough to ignore with anything else, whereas it's a shame that with this form, it's just like, and there's nothing anyone can do about it, because
totally,
it's money rules everything, and there's always going to be a parent company that wants to make as much as possible. So
the number of people who are involved in the production of a game as well, versus, like, there would have been 150 people making this game who would have been able to look you in the eye and say, we are fucking this with the system we're putting in. I know that for a fact. But guess what? I don't control anything here.
Not
there's
right,
nothing I can do. So you don't have a director who can put their foot down with the studio or something like that. It's you're, for the most part, at the mercy of something, unless you're like Hideo Kojima, who can get fired and go, okay, well, fuck you, I'm big enough to go start my own thing.
Yeah,
he still got fired.
Exactly.
And you know what's worse than just the basic capitalism of, like, financial incentives? Gambling is worse.
Yeah.
And if that actually gets properly integrated with video games, then we're really fucked.
Gambling in a fucking game that, you know, if you're being honest with yourself, is targeted at kids, and I still enjoy it because I haven't dealt with some issues that are going on with me. Sure.
But I think it just it goes, but it, but what you were saying before, I mean, it does stem back to, it goes all the way back to kind of where games began in arcades, where you're putting a dollar in, and it's, I mean, that's gambling. You don't know if you're going to make it to the next bit or not.
Yeah.
You know, it is,
it's
based
different
on,
though, because you're being given the exact product you asked for, which is a chance at that game.
Sure, yes.
The problem with this is that it's the random fucking touch.
Totally. It's
the
difference between,
you can very easily see where it's morphed from, given that's the beginning of it. It's just you putting money in and you're
but
having
it's,
a
it's
crap.
These blind boxes. That's all that's going to change.
Yeah. Yep.
If I had to have a shot, it would be delicious.
Also, Fireball? Like,
it'll be paying what it already is in a bunch of other games, paying a set amount for a set item.
Right.
It's the blind boxes that'll go away.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
Which, unless, because the other egregious thing about this is that it has direct benefit to buy these things. If it's all cosmetic stuff, I don't give a fuck if Ray is dressed in the game.
Yeah.
Ray Romano can be dressed how he wants.
Probably flannel.
But it, just having a get shot in the face by somebody because they're $20 better off than you that week is fucking stupid.
Yeah. Now, the other side of that is, isn't that how society is?
Oh, no! We're a bloody communist podcast.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we'll see. It definitely is. It's kind of good that this happened, because it's been a shake-up, and it's
crazy.
Discussion.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
I can't remember having seen something like this where a company has just gone, oh, fuck, trying to fix it.
Yeah.
No one's given a shit.
Like, EA should have a bunch of different times for different reasons.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, we might lose money in the future. I guess we have to deal with this now.
They really got blindsided. They did not see this coming at all, clearly.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we better wrap this up for another week of Filthy Casuals. James, thank you so much for joining us.
No worries. I just wanted to quickly ask, you guys excited about Nintendo Land announcement that they did today? Wasn't there a thing about?
Oh, really?
Yeah,
as in the theme park?
Is that an announcement or is that a leak that they've just kind of confirmed the size of it and that there'll be a Donkey Kong
world? I was hoping
you
guys knew.
I hadn't even seen this.
I don't want any Nintendo Land spoilers. We've talked about the actual plans of it and everything in a previous episode, but man, it's going to be the happiest place on earth.
Absolutely.
I'm going to move there.
Yeah. Can't wait until there's the first death.
Yeah. me fucking Michael Hutchins style on whatever their version of it's a small world after all, just with animatronic Mario.
It's a giant land.
This is as good
all.
As it gets for me. Sayonara, everyone.
So I know we're wrapping this up. Do you guys know how Mario Kart works? If you in it?
So there's a real life Mario Kart where you can,
it's like AR, right?
Is it?
I don't know.
I think it is. Shit. Yeah, yeah.
They have
was this hypothetical?
Yeah, no, I
want to
know. I genuinely don't know.
I don't know if they've actually formally confirmed anything. I just know like a bunch of plans got leaked.
Yeah.
But I do know at one point there was a thing going around where the idea was that it would be kind of a roller coastery thing that does the Mario Kart ride that does kind of change and has some kind of AR thing where you have a screen in front of you or something so you can see yourself shooting a shell at.
Right,
the person in front of you and like
have
wiping
sensors
them out
in there, like But I'm sure there currently exists in Tokyo an unofficial Mario Kart AR
someone
thing.
Someone definitely, I've seen footage of someone trying to throw a shell.
Yeah,
I think in full VR.
No,
and
there
so
is an official
like
Mario
weirdly...
Kart VR thing that they've had going.
Yeah, right.
I don't think we've talked about on this show, but
yeah.
Because all there is to say is that it exists and none of us have played it.
Yeah.
But it looks sick.
Yeah.
Like, the trailer for it was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that, I'm so excited for
it. Well, this is like taking listener questions. Do you have any more questions? We haven't done that in a while.
Yeah.
More questions about Ray Romano. No.
Yeah. The Big Six, pretty good. One of my favorite films of the year.
Oh,
very good.
Awful microtransactions, but I like the movie.
Big Six was really good. Yeah.
Yeah.
The bit at the end of the movie where it's like you have to pay $5 extra for the girlfriend to not die. That's pretty tasteless in my opinion.
You're invested. You put a lot of time in it at that point.
That's what it'd be. Like, there must, surely there's some.
I'm sure they've considered it.
There's some. Yeah. Piece of shit movie executive out there somewhere going, you paid $20, you're a parent, and suddenly Bambi's mum doesn't die.
Yeah. Well, imagine if they made a movie, it was terrible in theatres, and they released it on DVD and it was a bit better, like...
Batman vs. Superman.
Batman vs. Superman. People are doing that shit already. It's crazy.
Didn't Clue have multiple endings? So
yes.
Multiple times?
Hey, that's a good point. Yeah. You're literally spending... three times the amount you would otherwise.
But people wouldn't have felt stooged. People would have just at the time felt like, this is so cool.
Yeah.
Lord of the Rings was three separate movies. It could have been one.
1 9-hour
actually,
movie.
The Hobbit 100% could have been.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Should have. Yes.
Oh, man, this goes all the way to the top.
Peter Jackson.
All right, guys, thank you for listening. You can check out our website, filthycasuals.com.au. We have our live show fast approaching in Sydney, December the 16th at Cake Wines. It's going to be a lot of fun. You can get on our Patreon. You can support the show if you would like to send some money our way. We also have T-shirt design that you can get.
Mm.
There's all sorts of stuff there, links to our socials and email accounts where you can, let us know, keep in touch what you're playing, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And as we say here at the end of every episode of Filthy Casuals...
please pay $1.65 to hear my great catchphrase for this week, or leave this on for 3 hours and then you'll hear it. And then do put this in 3 hours. No, that'll be too big of a file.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.